Dropout Podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to Tales from the Closet. This is a show for queer people. Today we are joined, I'm joined with three people I'm very excited to talk to today. And you know what? I'm just going to jump right into it. I'm so giddy. To my left, who are you? How do you identify? What are you up to?
Yeah, well, I'm Brad. I am your brother. Mm-hmm. That might be a good point of reference for you. I identify as a gay man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that last question?
Your pronouns, I guess, would be he.
Yeah, he him. Right, he, him.
Love it. Yeah. Well, welcome to the program.
Nice. Thank you.
Moving on, who are you?
I'm Jasmine. I identify as bisexual.
Cool.
And, you know, she, her is good.
Love it. Thank you. Welcome, Jasmine. And?
Hi, my name is Ken. I am brother to Jasmine. I am, I identify as bisexual as well.
Cool.
And my pronouns are he, him.
Love it.
Yes,
well,
yes.
As the listeners can tell, we have an all sibling episode. Woo. Queer siblings are something that I'm obsessed with. Whenever I hear that someone has another queer sibling, I'm like, yes.
And right, it's really common.
It is.
I keep meeting them. Yes.
This is awesome.
It's in the water.
This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Is it in the nature or the nurture?
Right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right.
A little bit of eat.
It's in the potato salad.
We did eat a lot of potato salad growing up. We just go through all the products we consumed growing up.
Exactly.
You had a Stretch Armstrong?
I believe it's like genetic, but I kind of love entertaining the idea that my parents made us gay because they were like super, super conservative. And it's like, I almost feel like that makes a person gay.
Oh my God. If that's the ingredients, then there it is.
Checks out, right?
They always say you get the kid that you need for a lesson or something. And I'm like, our conservative parents were like, interesting. Imagine them our whole life just being like recalculating.
Right.
Okay, interesting. So what up top, we usually share some stories from the closet. Do you have any stories that stick out? Could be actually coming out or some weird thing where you were just like, I'm definitely different than everyone around me.
Yeah. Well, when I came out to mom, it was kind of climactic.
Ooh.
Yeah. You were out of the house, and we went to church religiously, obviously.
I go to church religiously.
Yeah. Right. And it was just like this dumb as fuck church that was just like so like annoying.
Here we go.
And like the pastor was this like slow talking farmer who was like super homophobic and shit. And the whole congregation, it was really dumb. And I'd come to terms with it by then, but hadn't fully come out to mom. Mm-hmm. And we were in the car about to go inside, and I was just like staying in the car. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I feel like I'm disrespecting myself by coming here.
Mm. Wow.
And because I'm gay, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Did you know this?
No, I did not know this. This is absolute new info to me.
Well,
when I came out to mom, it was because she called me and said, I think Brad might be gay. And I went, I think I might be too. I just was like, and one.
Bam.
You know, like, you ain't gonna beat me to the punch.
The ball's in the air. I'll just keep it. I truly just like was a stowaway on your railroad.
Oh my God.
Made a whole moment of like, I can't get out of the car.
Funny, because I remember when
you were doing a sit-in, and I just said, maybe me.
Well, I had the opposite sentiment. Because when we came out to each other, it was so cute. Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, we were on a road trip to a music festival in Washington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, 15, 16, and somehow got into a bar in Portland.
Yeah, Brad has always looked truly so old, and I've always looked so young.
Yeah.
Wow. I still get carded to this day. They're like, "You can't smoke cigarettes." I'm like, the age is like 16. And Brad was like, we got to this bar, and we were like, "Oh no, Brad won't be able to get in." And he was like, popped the trunk and took out a leather jacket, put on a leather jacket, and walked into the bar as a 16-year-old. No one carded him. They immediately carded me after
him. Hilarious.
It's so funny. Yeah. But I mean, it went down between us where I think you were like, "Are you gay?" And I was like, "Yeah." And you were like, "Me too." It was very like simple. But my impression was always like, technically, you came out to me first. And I've always been
like,
bitter. Yeah.
Are you gay? Yeah, I made the move.
Right. So funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, what about y'all?
You want to go first?
Sure. So I have always identified, well, before this, as bi-curious. I've had experiences with females since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I just knew. I'm like, okay, that's a thing.
Yeah.
And then
totally.
At some point, I think I've kind of like deflected. And if I had some experiences where I've kind of put that in the closet, and I'm like, okay, guess I'll just be with a guy. Mm. So after 3 engagements and 1 divorce, I have recently, recently discovered that I should be on this other path. Like, females is the way to go.
Wow.
Okay.
So a couple months ago, where I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is.
You're going down that
I'm going
route.
Down a whole nother path.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm going to just be out about it, be proud, and not, you know, question or hide or just do the whole, you know, go to the bars, get drunk, and hit on street women kind of thing.
Good on you. Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So whenever you're kind of like, in my experience before I came out, when I was kind of like teetering, that was the option. It was go hit on straight women.
Yeah.
It's like that will be a nightmare. Like, one is like lining up when you do that.
Not at all. Right. Yes, I've experienced that. And so hence back in the closet.
And
waited several years.
Oh, wow.
So happy.
So, but I feel so free. So
really?
Good, so happy.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yes.
In my 40th year of age.
Hell
like,
yeah.
It took a while, but.
Oh my gosh. No, that, we talk about that in this podcast all the time. There's no late. Like the idea that we put that on ourselves, like, oh, I'm late.
Right. Yeah.
It's like,
that's what I was
people come out at 70. People come out that's on their deathbed.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
That's late.
Totally.
Like,
that's true.
I've always felt that my, I have respect for the complicated nature of just sexuality in general, yet I don't feel that for myself. I've never had an inkling of attraction to like women, so it's very clear cut for me, but I've always like been open to accepting that it's not for so many people.
Right.
And it could oscillate and whatever and be fluid, you know?
Right. And that's the thing. I think some people lose that respect for fluidity and like, especially like very binary gay people are kind of like, oh, bi people.
Right.
This like biphobia that you feel that's like, pick a side. And
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I thought this was an accepting community.
Right.
Oh, no, honey. You just on one stop before Gay Street.
Like,
for you in Margaritaville.
I'm not getting off the bus.
I still like Tiny.
And I love the idea of Margaritaville being a gay district. It's great. It's the new boys' town.
I feel you. I feel like she's glowing. Like there's like a glow about her. Then there's a sense of like of happiness, and she just seems so like. I don't know. It just feels so
you
good.
You too.
Aww.
Since you came out.
This is already my favorite episode.
Right? Yeah. Tell your story, brother.
Oh, okay,
So, like you, I grew up in a conservative, you know, Christian family. And so I just felt like I was hearing all the messages, you know, coming at me in church. Like, oh, I just possibly can never. There's not a safe place to land. Like, who am I going to tell this to?
Right.
Because it's all wrong. And then not only that, but, like, I was working in, like, youth ministry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I'm, like, a youth leader. Like, oh, my God, there's no way I can come out.
Oh, yeah, what example would you be?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And we knew he shouldn't have been working with the kids. You know, it's just
You
know? And that weird blurred line between pedophilia and homosexuality
that
happens only in church.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on. Exactly. So I was just like, there's no way I can say anything to anybody. So I'll just kind of stay with, you know, the ladies because that's like a perfect cover for me just to exist in that space.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that I was also having feelings for guys. eyes and, mm-hmm. and being completely attracted. And I think now I find myself even more comfortable. I've never been in a relationship with a guy at this point.
Wow.
Because I'm still, like, on my journey of coming out,
totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
here
yeah.
we are, 40th birthday in a month, and yes. I'm like, you know what? It's time for me to really sit, recalibrate, recalculate, and live my authentic self.
Yes.
Yes. So beautiful.
And yes. so yeah. this whole podcast was, we had a conversation about it. Like, I was like, do you want to do this?
I'm like, yes.
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 Let's do
it's
it.
It's time.
Like,
it's
this
happening.
Is a part of our journey, right?
Yeah.
And it's
yes.
so
yes,
organic
it really
in the way that it's happening.
Yes.
And that
yes.
we're not timing. Trying to have, like, we weren't necessarily trying to fly a banner, mm-hmm. but right. just everything has just been falling into place.
Yeah.
Where
that.
We allow our story to unfold in these natural ways. And
yeah.
so here we are. If you're listening, I like boy. If you're listening. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So.
That's really interesting because I think not having a relationship in gay culture, does that feel, I don't know, speaking from like the more male binary gay mm-hmm. experience, mm-hmm. is it less common to have a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
With
in my life.
Men?
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have little short sprints of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I don't know if I can project that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but I mean I see it. I do
game.
See it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Not much of the LTR kind of fella.
Yeah.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So yeah, I mean I don't feel like you know, I guess we're aware of like the tropes or whatever of like, you know, gay women coupling
moving.
Up
right,
the,
right,
the
right,
you
right,
all
right,
joke
right.
you know okay
right, right.
yeah but I mean yeah like there's probably some truth to that like just from my observance
mm-hmm,
it doesn't
mm-hmm.
feel like I don't know like you're not living a gay life if you're not in a relationship mm-hmm. you know?
Right
yeah
you
totally
know? Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I think for me if my whole life has been driven by fear, so it was like mm-hmm. I didn't want to associate. I couldn't even go to West Hollywood. Like, somebody go see me in WeHo.
Right.
You know, I don't want anybody
yeah.
to see me driving down the street. Like, so
yeah.
I was fearful of everything in the community, right? Because
yeah.
I was afraid that I would be identified and thus outed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so
yeah.
I was
properly identified.
Properly
right.
identified.
Like the part of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
right?
Yeah.
So it was just like, let me stay away and kind of live in this whole little bubble.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I feel like, man, see, you missed out on some things because you don't know where you could have been at this point. But
yeah.
I'm also happy with the new exploration, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And like, this is my time. And so, like you say, I don't have to think about what could have happened or what should have happened.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
exist in the now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah yes. Totally. What yeah. do you feel like? Do you feel like you would want a relationship with a man, or does it still feel too early? Where are you at, and when did that switch?
I feel like I would definitely want a relationship with a man simply because I denied myself all of those feelings mm-hmm. to be valid in the first place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
yeah.
had I just been on a normal unfolding of the, all of that, I don't know where I would be now. But since I denied myself that part,
mm-hmm.
then that's the part that I feel needs to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that,
that
makes
a
sense.
Lot of sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, you should explore that part of you because for so long you denied it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
that makes
that's
sense
what you
with
want. Yeah.
feeling bisexual too.
Right.
You're like only, you're like the opposite
mm-hmm.
sex part of you. You're
right.
like, well, I can explore all of that.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
be fine. So this
right.
other part kind of got weak or
right.
anemic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
no
yeah.
attention, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you curious about I guess like how that will feel, how you'll settle in with a relationship versus how you've had it with women, I guess.
Yeah.
Like
I
I'm
am
curious,
curious
for you. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
yeah.
yeah.
All
right.
What's that gonna feel like?
I
you
feel
know?
Like Indiana Jones. I'm like, yeah. the temple of dicks. I'm so excited. Yes. I want a ball to be chasing me down
right?
the tunnel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I'm excited.
I'm excited
I
for
am
you.
So excited.
Yeah.
And you're right. I'm curious. Like
yeah.
what would that
yes.
look like? I thought about that. So, mm-hmm. you know, if I meet this the man of my dreams, like, is my family gonna come to the wedding? Like, ooh,
yeah.
yes.
I'm
yeah.
gonna learn what
all these
like,
things,
right? Like all these, like, you know, we talked like about it, like
yes.
different, you know, okay, what's
a
gonna happen
a lot more recently? Yes,
yeah, like okay, so what does Thanksgiving look like if you bring somebody? Or yeah, I don't know,
yeah.
it's just.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's going to be all new.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Does it feel like, I mean, I know I've felt this. It feels like, oh, at least I have one person.
Yes.
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 yes. yes.
yes.
yes.
yes.
I've gotten closer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
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 Do you have other siblings?
We
yes.
have other siblings.
Okay, great.
There's a total of five of us.
You laughed.
No,
I know
why. Why did you laugh, Jasmine? I like to laugh.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
We have siblings. It's
yeah.
funny.
Oh,
yeah. yes. Yeah. There are five of us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
there are
great.
Five of us. So.
I'm imagine. Are you the only two queer leaning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah.
We, what we decided to do was, once we started talking about it, we said we need to go to more safe spaces for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So every other Wednesday, we go out to WeHo and just hang out and just allow ourselves to bond and connect.
And never done this on this level. So.
Right. So, and so we've been doing that for the last 2.5-3 months.
Yeah.
So every other Wednesday.
It's so new. It's exciting. Yeah.
And we get so excited.
Totally.
We'll stop off at one place and just kind of have a few drinks.
Yeah,
and then we'll go to another
atmosphere.
Spot. And it's just nice to be out, and we have each other for that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I love that. Like, putting yourself kind of in the world dipping a toe
together.
So it's really dope.
So you guys had kind of like a similar timeline in coming to this like spot you're in now, right? Which was like
totally.
So that's super cute. I had this time like the whole time as we're discovering things about like gay life, we're kind of like corresponding with each other about it's just amazing to have that in your family.
Absolutely.
You know, with the history you share. You
Do you feel like you guys knew about each other, or was it like, wait, what?
I wondered. I mean, he's in the acting world, so he can kind of get away with some stuff.
I've always wondered.
I've seen it with certain friends, and I've wondered, I'm like, oh, they'd be a cute couple. I wonder if they're a couple. Are they a couple?
Yeah.
So I've wondered, but I've never asked him. I'm like, he would let me know. I'm like, he should let me know. He would let me know. Like, I didn't think he would keep it from me, so I've always wondered, but
I know.
I don't, at what point did I say anything? Did I confirm that for you?
Just last year. Just before that show you did.
Yeah.
Just,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. This is all new for us.
Yes.
This is all new for us.
Oh my God.
And I wondered, but I wasn't sure. I thought you had come out though.
I was teeter tottering, so I would like play with the idea.
Yeah,
you know, with my.
I always thought you were much braver than me because I was just like, oh my God,
what me? Amazing. You're out on stage doing your little skits and stuff.
I know, and I'm talking about being with Boaz.
It was awesome though. I always felt like she was like strong, and I was like, oh my God, that's so amazing. She's living her life.
Really?
Oh, yes,
I did.
Oh my gosh,
I'm so scared. I'm so scared of life.
But you're scared together.
So right?
Now we can be fearful together.
It's all of us just clutching each other and tiptoeing through life. Like,
not alone. Not alone.
It's dope. I love it. I love the fact that we do have each other.
Yeah.
Because I can call her and be like, oh my God, so this is what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
I need to bare my soul real quick.
Yeah.
So. I appreciate you for that. I do. I really do.
It's made us closer.
It really has.
Sure.
It's made us closer because we already are a close family. But, like, obviously, this binds us together in a whole nother way. On a whole nother level.
Do you guys think, like, just outside of being queer, like, I feel like a weird, I've noticed a weird thing that, like, even with, like, an age gap between us, we, like, Allie and I would, like, hit these landmarks at really similar times. Even besides coming out, there were a lot of other things where it was, like, this new experience, and they're like, me too, and it's just like, have you noticed that outside of queerness? Like, just kind of, because you guys are pretty similar ages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would make sense, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. At some point, we're like, well, we are close anyway.
Right, yeah.
You're like almost twins, right?
I know. Almost.
Twinsies.
And we've also had similar personalities growing up. So we take family vacations to go camping and RV trips and stuff. And so I think we would
always
ourselves
like,
couple up anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally. The two that were like close.
Our genetics knew. Our genetics
they knew.
Knew.
Yeah. But we didn't know. We had no idea.
Yeah, wait, Brett, what are you talking? You mean like life experiences, like big jobs? Or like what you're thinking about at the
just
time.
Just really random shit. Like, what's the last thing I could remember that we were both like, oh, okay. I was saying to Allie, like, in relationships, I always feel like a baby. Like, that's a weird motif. Every guy I date eventually refers to me in some language as like a little baby. And I was like, it's like, it's weirdly kind of insulting, but like, that's, babies are endearing. And I think it's like part of the appeal, you know, like, it's fine.
And then I was like, oh, I'm always the one who cries way more in a relationship. I'm just like a weepy cancer that like, if like a commercial comes on, I'm like, that's really weird. You know?
So it's just weird bonding points that are so random and I'm not expecting to like share this
we
with
have
them.
That in common.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
It was funny though growing up because we were both pretty like gender flopped, I would say. At least when it came to like things that we liked.
Okay,
and I find myself being like non-binary and not you know, female, capital F. But yeah, we would get like toys. Like I would get like a bead, you know, bracelet making kit. He would get like underworld action figures.
Right,
and
we'd
be like, you know,
which had to be a big indication to her parents.
I know. Wow.
I'm like, come on, you saw that shit.
You know what's funny is I talked to mom and she was like, yeah, we always knew Brad was gay.
Just me?
Bomb!
Just me and not
just you.
Because being a tomboy is fine.
Because of sexism. Because of the patriarchy.
Exactly.
Like, feminine boys were all like, oh no, something has gone wrong. Masculine women were like, cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Can get away with it. Yeah.
Change your oil.
Yeah.
She can change her oil.
Yeah.
He's making
Well, I could make bracelets.
Right.
Fuck you. Oh my God, did he just make a souffle?
I'm worried.
Be careful.
Right. Police.
Souffle must be gay.
This is the most amazing omelet ever. Oh my God, he's gay.
Well, this brings us perfectly to our haunted word today. Today's haunted word, it's really two words, but it is sibling intuition.
Ooh,
this is fully what we're talking about, but let's broaden it to like the rest of the family. Did you have you talked to other family members or what about you, Brad?
Do we have other siblings?
No. You didn't know about Michaela?
Oh my God, Michaela.
No, you know, like other did you ever come out to any other people in our family or
I don't know that I did. I think that like Dad did, which is weird. He should have let me.
Yeah.
Like the extended family. I don't remember it. Honestly, I might have, but it was just like really not climactic.
Yeah.
Because on our dad's side of the family, we had a gay uncle, and he kind of like blazed the trail, I believe. Like he like desensitized them to gay a little bit. And he got all the weird, awkward questions like, is Will and Grace like exactly what it's like? You know, and she's like, I can remember them asking that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, is it realistic? I mean, maybe if you live in New York.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's their lifestyle.
Right. Right. And then, I guess I never like directly told people on mom's side of the family. They're all like upstate New York hicks. Love you guys.
Just very like blue collar.
Blue collar.
Right. Last
Billy Joel type people.
Billy Joel.
Like, no. Bruce Springsteen. That's what I meant.
I was like, did he mean Bruce Springsteen?
That's what I meant. Thank you. Yes. Like,
I was like, I'm not going to judge.
No. Thank you. I'm glad you knew. Yeah.
You know, just like Boy George.
They're like,
very should be very fitting. Like,
police officers.
Blue collar, right. Billy.
David Bowie types. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. Also androgynous. No, I don't know. That's a funny question. I've never really thought about it. But also, like you had mentioned before, and you guys have touched on, like, being in control of how you're coming out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're not ashamed, but, like, you're not, like, reaching out to people you don't fucking care if they know or not.
Exactly.
You know, like, if they find out, it's fine.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm not super close with a lot of my extended family, and I just didn't care to, like, let's sit down and talk about this. I'm like, if someone tells you, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But,
yeah.
I gotcha.
I was actually sense like I'm not telling someone I have some disease
you know
so I felt like it has such a negative connotation sometimes. Could everyone please sit down? Lower the lights.
Exactly.
The results are in
I like penis.
It's just like, oh my God, you know?
So I just felt
what was
like
the test for that, by the way?
Two drinks. No.
Two
drinks.
Beers.
I feel like there is no need for it to be ominous.
Yeah.
And foreboding.
Yeah.
And so I just felt like it should be organic and natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't come out to our dad. I haven't come out to him.
Right, parents don't know. Our parents don't know.
So I just feel like, oh, part of me, there is fear, right? Because we're such a close-knit family. And I think there's the fear of loss of what will be on the other side.
Totally.
And so I do kind of, I have to admit that, and I'll own that part.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is, like you said, I don't just need everybody like hitting me up, you know, talking about, oh my God, we heard it. If I bring somebody and you ask me, that's my boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a different level.
Me being in control of it in that way.
Yeah.
If you come and hang out with me long enough, you'll figure it out. Or you know what? You'd be surprised. You're not as always in the closet as you think you are. Anyway.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
People so maybe be wondering. People already
people do
know.
Wonder,
right.
But nobody yeah. asks. Yeah. Nobody's asked me yeah. About you. But for me, I've told my niece Taylor, mm-hmm. And my yeah. two brothers, yeah. And they were very accepting, and they're like, "Oh, that's great! Like, good mm-hmm. for you.
Oh, yeah. great! Mm-hmm.
Be yeah. happy." I'm like, "Okay,
yeah,
yeah."
So yeah, they're yeah. very supportive.
Cool.
Very
super
awesome.
Cool. Yeah, our siblings know about us. Yeah, yeah.
Our sister. Well, no, my sister no. does too. Oh my God, yeah, I did talk to my sister.
Yeah.
I totally.
Yeah.
Wow. I was scared to talk to her because really?
She's the oldest.
I was going
to
ask.
Yeah, she's
gonna
the oldest.
Ask.
And she's not too happy with her daughter who's out.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's right. We got a trifecta.
But you're probably helping that situation out.
I hope it's so.
Surround them by yeah, gays
so. Yes.
that
yes.
they love.
It's yeah. so hard to be the early, where you get all the mm-hmm. pressure right. on behalf yeah. of everyone.
Right. Yeah.
And then everyone gets to kind of yes. like skate through. But it's yeah. important. It's
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
yeah.
She
yeah.
did ask me. She goes, what should I do about Taylor? You know?
What should she do?
Like, she was right. asking me how should she, like, be. But it was not in a bad way.
Okay.
She wanted to know, like.
How could she be there?
How could
for
she
them?
Be there? And yeah. then she was also trying to process it with me.
Mm. Yeah.
So I
okay.
felt like
okay.
I think we do have a positive influence
yeah.
in helping her
I hope
be
so.
A better mom. Mm.
She
about
took it,
it
very well with me. I was so surprised. I was like, yeah. oh, she's like, oh, that's great. I was like,
right, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
exactly.
Exactly.
Love it.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I was surprised. So.
I was in the kitchen sweeping and I just told my brother.
You were like, know. Over was, your shoulder.
Right. I was, I don't know, we were having a very random conversation and I was like, yeah, because that guy. Guy's cute. He's like, what? I go, oh shit, did I just come out to him?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, yeah, that guy, da da da. And he's like, wait a minute. You have a boyfriend? I was like, no, I don't have a boyfriend, but you know, da da da. And he was just like, yeah. oh, okay. And he's like, well, who else knows? And I start telling all these people that know. And he's like, so you didn't? I was like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. He got offended. So you didn't tell me? Like, I'm number 11. And I was like, I don't know. You're so conservative. Are you?
Yeah,
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
He's like, no, it's all good. It's all good. And he's been like super accepting.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you're so worried that they don't know any gay people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. the only way to fix that is to let them know that they know gay people.
Right.
Like,
yeah. right.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
It's so like scary.
Yeah.
It's,
right.
like,
yeah,
it's such a balancing act. You're like, well, if I get three more people that they know, are gay, I can just hop on.
Right. I will say, like, our mom, she was not like Shirley Phelps. Like, she mm-hmm. wasn't like holding uh-huh. the signs
right.
like crazy
Aww.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were like reminders growing up that, like, it's wrong. They're going to hell. It's really sad, but they're going to hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
There
so
is a
it
little
was
bit
like,
of that.
It
because
was
it was so like religious.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, this is what the Bible says.
Yeah.
And
I
like,
will say, like, she at least felt it, at least felt like she was like trying to come to terms with that. Even
mm-hmm.
when that was
yeah.
her belief, it was like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's really crappy. Like, that's what we're told, you know.
Yeah. But there's still some anger that I have to wrestle with. That's like, if she knew you were gay
right.
from the very
why
beginning,
would she...
why were we at church
mm-hmm.
every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And why were we at that church mm-hmm. every Sunday?
Right,
like,
right,
you
right.
You can find. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
kind of like. I think she had a lot on her plate and was like, oh, I'm gonna have kids go to church because then they become good people.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like kind of
yeah.
like a,
yeah.
you know, getting
yeah.
help in raising good kids.
Yes,
yeah.
right, right.
But it's like the drawback from that is
right.
my whole life I'm hearing like wild messages about how something in me is wrong.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, right.
Yeah.
As I'm developing as a human being.
Right.
Exactly.
Like the most
yeah.
crucial.
Yeah.
yeah.
After
life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Super
sure.
not helpful.
Yeah.
But I'll say like when I came out, when Allie came out, I saw my mom like really flip it.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
And it was like, yeah, I felt like very much like helpful to that.
Yeah.
Like it felt really nice that like I could change somebody's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's good stuff.
Because
totally.
You don't really realize how yeah. important you are to people. Maybe you
yeah.
kind of like minimize that in your mind
mm-hmm.
and you're
right.
like, oh, this is going to make them really upset or they're
yeah,
going to
yeah,
be
yeah.
gone. But it's like, no, you're really like, you're their family.
Of course.
Like,
right. yeah.
We're
yes,
her
yes.
only two kids.
Yeah.
right.
like, she's
totally.
Got a choice to make.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's,
it's
like
of course
this
she
like
would.
Ideology versus your flesh and blood, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But you know, like, unfortunately you do hear about parents who like, like disown their kids or whatever. That is so unimaginable. I always make the argument when people say like, oh, being gay is anti-evolutionary. I think abandoning your offspring because of their lifestyle is anti-evolutionary. Right. That is so unnatural. Yes. That's so unnatural.
Absolutely. Like,
no animals do that, right?
Yeah. Right. That's a lion just being like, I'm going to peace out.
Yeah.
It's so true.
That's a good point when you say that like that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely unnatural.
Right.
And it's unfathomable to me.
Right. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You just kick them out and it's raining and cold.
I know. It's raining.
You couldn't even wait.
It's always that. But that's what's interesting too, is I heard someone once say, like, give your parents as much time as it took you to come to terms with it, which is like decades.
Right.
Everyone's kind of struggling with it together, so I understand if, like, the day after my mom was like, I wish I could rewrite the Bible and make it okay. Aww. That was, like, her condolence.
Yeah.
She was, like, in her own language. Like, right. Beautiful. Yeah. I was like, oh, you would do that? But still, the bottom line was like, well, the Bible says what it says. You know, it's like, But then, as, like, months and years progress, now she's, like, she, like, leads, like, a study group for people with gay kids. Or she's always trying to tell people that her children are gay.
That's awesome.
Did y'all find that people started when you were coming out to friends and family, they start sending you stuff like, oh, you should watch this episode of The Simpsons, there's a drag queen.
Oh my god. Like, first of all, let me tell you what to watch.
Why are you like?
My brother's so sweet. He was like, I think you should watch this episode.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, oh, he's trying to be sensitive to me. Well, thank you. He's like, you want the pink donut?
Oh my god.
No, I don't.
I mean, yeah. Like,
but
seeing,
trying to be sweet, you know?
Right,
yeah,
right. Anytime a straight guy is, like, doing stuff like that is, like, so cute to me. Like,
a
little shred of sensitivity, like,
Honestly, the bar is just simply so low.
Are you being sweet?
My friend was like, you need to watch the episode for Masters of None, where What's-Her-Name comes out.
I did just see that.
Did you
that
see
was
that?
Really good.
I mean,
yeah.
that was an Emmy,
that
right?
Was, yeah,
that
it was like Angela Bassett. It was amazing. But I just thought, he was like, you really need to watch that. I think you would really like it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, thank you, man.
Yeah.
It was amazing. The episode
That's a great episode.
Oh, okay.
It's like that episode of Ellen back in the day.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
What are you talking about?
Ellen comes out on the show, the sitcom? She's on the sitcom, and then it got canceled.
In real life?
Ellen came out in real life, and then they wrote it into the show, and then
the fuckers canceled it.
Yeah, that was a big deal. That was a huge deal.
Like, yeah, imagining the heat that you got.
Yeah.
Fuck.
At that time.
Yeah, back in the day.
It was so crazy.
Right.
Yeah. They were like, not
They were like, no, you can't be. No.
Yeah, they were like, actually, no.
And you guys remember the kiss, like, historic kiss on Will and Grace, I think. It was like the first male-on-male kiss on NBC or something like that.
Oh, NBC,
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That happened.
Did that mean something to you?
I mean, maybe. I might have been, like, closeted enough at the time or something. Like, I can remember seeing two men kiss on an internet page. like that was insane to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I had just never seen it. It was like...
Yeah. Well, that is so hidden, but, like, women kissing was, like, everywhere.
I know.
You know? It was like
Brittany and Madonna at the time.
Right, but,
you know?
Like, it wasn't real.
It wasn't real.
It was like
and it was,
a
like,
stunt
scary,
for men.
Honestly.
Yeah.
The way that it was done felt so scary.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't
want to
be in a part of that.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
And, like, a shock jock thing, too. Like,
Yeah. Brittany's kissing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Was there any, like, media or something that stuck out growing up that you remember being like seeing yourself in it, or like who did you identify with growing up?
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Like a gay role model,
or even just like something, I don't know. What was there It feels like we were all raised very similarly.
Really
religious,
where this material was not very accessible.
I remember if you like RuPaul was real big in the 90s, right? MTV and Supermodel, and I remember turning the channel if someone came in, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
It's like, you're like,
I don't want to even be associated with watching it, because it's like, why are you watching that? Or
the fear is real.
Yeah,
it's just there and like controlling. Yeah.
But thinking that's amazing, because at one time RuPaul had a talk show, like the late night talk show, and I used to watch that. But you find yourself watching stuff like at night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Totally.
I used to watch Real Sex, I think, on Cinemax.
Oh,
That was my education. That was my education. I was like, ooh, real sex. Everybody sleep. And so it was like, oh, cool. There's little slices, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I almost feel like in a way that you... It's not a wholesome introduction.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you're always forced to find things in places that may not be so
dark.
On the fringes.
Yeah. On the fringes, right?
Yes, yeah.
And that's the thing where I would feel like, oh, this sucks. Like, I don't want to, like, embrace my sexuality that way.
Yeah, like it's dark hidden secret.
Right, like
you know? On the fringes of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you take it out of, like, the mainstream.
Right.
Where I guess, like, now kids have, like, whatever, you know, Modern Family, any of these shows where it's kind of like a loving couple, it's in a comedy, they're main characters.
Right.
Versus
right.
like at night everyone's asleep, I'm on like the, you know, thousand channels.
Right.
Trying to find, like, two people who look like me kissing. Like,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally. If there's anything I could change, I would want to change that.
Yeah.
And be able to say. But now there's some amazing stuff like Moonlight.
Oh my god.
I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Wow.
Someone who looks like me.
Oh.
And we're talking about the same as far as sexual. Oh, it was amazing.
It was,
That was, I think, my highlight. And we had to wait this long to get it.
Yeah, it was totally
I was ready for Moonlight.
Yeah.
That was amazing for me. So
Moonlight,
that would be
best movie.
Can you imagine, I guess, hypothesize how that would feel to watch as a boy rather than like exposure through these
eyes?
Is that a lot?
There's a scene in the movie where they're sitting on the beach and they're like teenagers, and there's that all this tension is going on. That's how I was feeling.
Yeah. Wow. You're like, that was you.
So, right? I was just like, oh my God, he's so amazing. He's gorgeous, but there's no way I can act on that at all.
Yes. Like, it's so close, but such a barrier.
Yes. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, that would have been amazing.
Man. Yeah.
Was there anybody for you like that you liked?
Not that I can think
on TV
of.
TV
honestly. No.
I mean, if we're talking about like queer media people from the 90s, it's like,
what is there to choose from?
Truly just what, Ellen? Rosie? Rosie wasn't even out yet. I think it was just like that some women are like that. Some straight women are like Rosie.
Exactly.
So
okay, well, we always have some viewer submitted questions.
Ooh. So excited.
For us to answer as a panel. So we'll just hop right into those.
Okay.
One of my younger cousins, still in middle school, came out to me a while ago. Our family is pretty conservative, including her parents. Would it be wrong of me to take her to events like Pride or something at the local LGBTQIA center without them knowing? Right now, I just offer an ear and maybe that's enough.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know about the right and wrong of it, but I could see myself doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I just, you know, that's like
I don't know.
Like taking them to Pride.
Pride's a lot. I don't know. I mean, maybe the parade.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like they're in middle school. Yeah, it wouldn't be.
You're not taking
night
them
pride.
To like.
Well, no,
pride.
Night Pride is different than day Pride. Yeah. That would definitely be wrong. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I think the idea of wanting to support somebody in their development is great. So like you said, maybe it may not be that event, but just offering a safe place and maybe going to, like, let's say you go to the city and let's just have coffee so that you can see other people showing public display of affection.
Yeah, totally.
So
totally.
Then mom and dad can't be mad. Well, we just went to get coffee.
Right.
It just happened to be in this one part of the city.
Yeah. Totally.
So I feel like don't ask for permission, but ask for forgiveness.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
But like make it this not so clearly labeled
absolutely.
Event where you know you're going to intersect
absolutely.
With queer people and they can see the happy life
or at
they're
least
having.
Like big, like, I like that idea of a city.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in like a smaller town, let's go hang out in the city. Because at least it will feel, it'll give you that space.
Right.
That's, actually, what you said made me think so much when you said like at night watching Cinemax and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Night was so important to me growing up because like we were born into such a pressure cooker of conservatism and just conservatism and just being like everything is wrong, and then at night you was like, oh, finally
space. Your freedom, your little time.
I could watch whatever, I could sit there and think, and I didn't feel like someone was watching me, but I could feel a city would probably do that too. Get them out, get
in
them
the
in
day.
The away, in this
different area. Mm-hmm.
You can be in control of that environment. Look at two people kissing.
Yeah.
That could be nice. Which just is groundbreaking, maybe.
Right, exactly.
To
kind of normalize it.
I also feel like, I mean, mean, maybe I wouldn't want to like add any more pain to where mm-hmm. there is, but maybe you could talk to their parents like a little mm-hmm. bit mm-hmm. more, even mm-hmm. if they are really conservative, mm-hmm. push mm-hmm. a little bit.
Right. So,
it feels yeah. like, right. yeah, it's like give them a little bit more credit with their kid. But right. I mean, I don't know the situation, so I don't right. want to give right. like
yeah.
information that would like make it inflammatory or right. something like right. that. Right. But
yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's yeah. a good yeah. one.
All right. What is the right way to apologize and correct yourself if you accidentally misgender someone?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah. I want to know the answer. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I feel like in my experience, it when someone's just like, oh, noted. Like, they're not, like, overly apologetic. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Right. Like, because that kind of, like...
almost puts pressure on you to alleviate
yes,
their, like, feelings.
Exactly.
And it's like, that's not... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if someone feels like they're not really, like, passing, mm-hmm. and you're like, I'm so sorry. You're almost, like, harping mm-hmm. on, yeah. like, mm-hmm. the fact mm-hmm. that they are ambiguous yeah, gender-wise.
Right. Like, that's...
Right, right. Yeah.
I feel like a calm, like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah.
then actually get it. Like, actually yep. try yeah. to switch that
mental
into
note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I can remember around the time that Allie was starting to identify as non-binary. It mm-hmm. was like, because I've been talking to some people, like, at the bar that I work at. Mm-hmm. A few different people have talked about, like, their kids or someone they knew who is non-binary. Mm-hmm. And they're frustrated. They're like, oh, it's so hard. It's so crazy. And I'm like, you know, it's literally, like, practice. I mm-hmm. can understand mm-hmm. getting tripped up, but, like, do it enough and it's second nature and mm-hmm. you're respecting them and mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know, you're there for it. But there were times when I was like slipping in the beginning and I felt especially bad because it was around our mom. Mm. And I think that was kind of the deal, as I was just like, hey, Allie, I'm really sorry. I just kept saying the wrong thing and just a quick thing.
Yeah.
yeah I get that. Yeah.
And I would be like, thank you so much. Like even yeah. noticing that you noticed that yeah, you yeah. did it sometimes is yeah. like, oh, that's sweet.
Right. And it's important to me too.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww.
Sweet. Sweet. Sweet brother.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree. And it's also kind of like slang. Like when people are like, oh, they, them is so hard to remember. It's like mm-hmm. they're like mad that language is changing.
Like, which is like always you cannot changing. Stop that. Yeah, yeah.
Think of the right. slang words from yeah. 2 years ago. It's right. like, right. that yeah, sounds crazy yeah. now. Right. So it's right. like, you were able to keep up. You keep yeah. up mm-hmm.
no
all
kidding.
The time.
Come, like, on. Come on. Yeah, like that doesn't happen.
Yeah. all right. Hello, my name is Dustin. I've been a soldier in the U.S. Army for about 9 years, and I've been out to my fellow soldiers for 6 of those years. Don't ask, don't tell policy being removed got me to come out a year later. Since my time in the military, I've felt as though I've had to be the biggest cool guy of all and mainly be the first to the gay joke before anyone else in order to gain acceptance. Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt like a sellout to the gay culture so people would lighten up around you or put down someone else in gay culture to make yourself feel better in a group?
That's really big.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. No, good
That's
for you.
That's a no.
Just yeah. good for you.
No.
I think one time I said that I was gay instead of bi because I felt like I didn't want to deal with the looks.
Ooh, that's wow. interesting.
Because yeah. I felt like if I say, then it's like, even within the community, I have to explain myself still
yeah. mm-hmm. yeah.
as to what that is. And then I think someone came at me and they're like, well, you know, we don't say bi anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? And they're like, yeah, because we don't want to just, you know, reduce people to two. So I think what you really mean is that you're pansexual.
Oh, they're telling
and
me
I was
what
like, well, I appreciate
yeah,
exactly. that.
Yeah, said, right.
I said, but I'm new to the party. So
right. yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still learning about and I'm still discovering. So I didn't mean to offend, but I felt offended, like, because it was so
yeah. yeah, it's also like, don't tell me what yeah. I am.
Right. And right. I was just like, oh, and I felt like that was in my head. So then sometimes when I'm meeting people, I'm like, okay, make sure you say what you like. This is who yeah. you are. Yeah. Don't feel yeah. like you need to water it or change right. it to be more so other people think it's okay. Like,
totally.
Yeah, but that thing in the beginning that kind of stumped
oh,
me.
Oh, that's yeah. hard.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh, dang. And plus, I'm new, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I gotta, okay, all right. You know, almost
kind of
like,
say
wow.
this, can't say that.
Yeah. yeah, these
like
hoops
they gave
you
me a
have
lesson.
To jump through. Oh, gosh.
So irritating. The
LGBTQI
person, yeah.
101. We don't do that anymore. We don't yeah. say that anymore. And I was like, well, it's still B. Y'all still say LGBTQI.
Right in there.
The B didn't go away.
The B no more.
The
Why
B is
it on the shirt?
For Biazard.
Yeah.
You didn't know what
I
that means
I thought I was the B. Yeah, I was the checking the B.
Right. Yeah.
It's still on the shirt.
Also, as though bi people need any more bullshit to deal with. Yeah. It's like, and you're not even bi. It's like, okay.
God, all this, like, creating little factions.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I just, exactly. I get, I'm sorry to say it, but, like, in the queer community, I've seen a lot of that, mm-hmm. of just creating smaller and smaller factions until it's like, tiny categories. Right. And right. I love full acceptance, but like that feels like derision, not acceptance.
But it's like, it's not, leave the door open. If mm-hmm. you're moving through, you know, rooms or whatever, mm-hmm. leave these doors open. Don't mm-hmm. shut yeah. it behind you and be yeah. like, that's no longer a room.
Right.
Like,
not
no
available.
One else can right. be in there because right. I'm yeah. over here now. It's like, right. come on.
Yeah, just yeah. include. Don't like take it out.
Yeah. yeah.
I like that.
Well, on this question, like, I think it's actually like really big to even admit to yourself of like this going on, this mm-hmm. What he's right, saying yeah. that he's mm-hmm. like kind of really it sounds like kind of accommodating to like straight men mm-hmm. energy mm-hmm. and yeah. maybe mm-hmm. for a lot of these guys they don't know a lot of gay people mm-hmm. so yeah. he's like, yeah, I'm their intro gay person mm-hmm. and I've felt that way before in mm-hmm. a group of like especially straight men mm-hmm. that I have to like be a little more palatable to them
mm-hmm.
right. and it's right. it's sad, like I'm truly ashamed to have ever done that because mm-hmm. it's like it's kind of almost vaguely self-hating is how I felt
totally
yeah. absolutely
yeah.
and
absolutely.
I don't know, I think it's like really big of this person to just even admit that to themselves and present this question because
yeah.
yeah, I've experienced that too where it's like not even necessarily self-deprecating but like mm-hmm. yeah, I'm like a super double man but gay, that can happen. And it's right. like, you know, yeah. just right. be authentic as
in
much
this,
as you
like,
can.
In this, like, macho world, mm-hmm. yeah, trying to kind of, like, navigate yeah. it mm-hmm. by...
It's just,
yeah.
like, a severe energy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to oh, the God. Person that submitted the question, just, you know, bravo to you. And I think we're all going to make mistakes as we go through our journey mm-hmm. of discovery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
And but so it's all a journey to, like, your truest self, I
absolutely.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Totally, yeah. yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's
so
great.
Best of luck.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, best of luck yeah. in the army out there. It sounds yeah. it's a big you yeah know,
right
big job
fighting two wars.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yes, continue.
Do you know this person?
No, that's a lot of that's a lot. Yeah,
we're all just sitting with the idea of being gay in the military. Like, right. That sounds harrowing.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. No, maybe like, it's right. not. I hope it's not.
I hope it's not.
Right.
I hope it's normal.
right.
Moving on. Okay. Hello, I recently came out to my parents by telling them that I have a girlfriend. They were pretty okay with it. It was no big deal. However, they won't let me tell anyone else in the family. Mm. I was wondering if anyone else has ever experienced this. It really feels nice that my parents don't care about my gayness, but at the same time, why can't I tell anyone?
Yeah.
Mm. Is there age for that?
Nah, person? Nothing. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's hard. It's like you're getting half acceptance and right. half a little bit of like right. shame, maybe. Right. Totally, the implications yeah. to me would be like, you're okay with it yourself, but mm-hmm. you don't want other people to know. That's like, it's yeah. shitty.
It's kind of
get
shitty.
Right, parents.
I think other people are gonna find out though.
Yeah, come on,
they're
you
gonna
can't
find
stop
out, right?
this.
She's yeah. with her girlfriend all the time. Like,
yeah,
they're gonna find out. So
yeah,
I wouldn't
totally.
Worry.
Yeah,
they're gonna find out.
Because it's like, how long is that gonna be your best friend?
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 10 years together.
Yeah, yeah. I can remember our gay uncle, uh-huh. his roommate,
right.
bought me like
yeah.
he bought
roommate.
Me like a $500 telescope for Christmas. I'm like, you come on.
You're such a good roommate.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
I know in the African American community, like that is the go to. Oh no, that's just her roommate. Right.
Yeah.
That's, your, that's your auntie's roommate.
Yeah.
Like auntie.
For 20 years, yeah.
Right, exactly.
They exactly. cruise again.
Right.
They have matching rings,
right?
Oh, yeah. That's just your auntie's friend.
That's
Tina.
A roommate ring.
Right. Right. Like, okay.
Special
for
ring.
Life.
You get down on one knee to be a roommate.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a hard one for sure.
Yeah.
I can kind of see like some parents are like. You know, they're always so worried about how the world is going to treat
yeah.
their gay
mm-hmm.
kid.
It could be like a protective
instinct. They think they're protecting, but it's like, not at all. You're just injecting
right.
more fear and shame
right.
into there.
That's a good place because you're protecting, but I would like your protection as I am exposing my truth.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
This is your protection
yes.
from
like,
me being true.
Let's bury this a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
just protect me as I expose my truth, but don't protect me by hiding my truth.
Yes.
Totally. I think that's probably just a conversation with the parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
Okay. I came out to my mom recently, parentheses, sorta. She acted a bit shocked and confused when I wanted to use the term queer. She then went on to ask why I felt like I needed to use such weird, different, or specific language. Hey. I tried to explain that I liked the term queer because of its inclusivity and flexibility, but she still didn't seem to understand. How do I validate my identity to people who don't believe that the labels I'm using are real or valid? Wow. This person is they, them.
Okay. Ooh, good question.
Right. Well, that's great. Like the struggle of the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
really. You can't make people do anything, really, but just authentically be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
present,
have to be.
Yeah, yeah, present that to them, and hopefully they'll get with it in time.
Yeah. I think I do know, like, queer... probably to our parents' generation feels maybe a little shocking as like a word choice for us,
because
they're like, that was the bad word. That was the scary word, and now we're kind of like reclaiming it. So I could see that being in there,
kind of jarring for the parents.
I
feel like what you said, Brad, is true. Just experience is the best teacher. So I'm just going to live out my truth, and like you said, over time I think everyone comes around to accepting you for who you are.
And now they've seen a person like that.
Everything becomes like a teachable moment.
I think the only key thing to adhere to is to not adjust any of that to make them more comfortable. More palatable. It's kind of like that last question of the guy in the army. I think that's like, I understand how he would do that, but like that's not the move. I don't think you just need to expose it.
And when you feel yourself kind of slipping into like, and how do I make myself palatable? You can feel
you
that kind of grossness.
Listen in your body.
Totally.
I think so.
And I think we live in a digital age. There may be like YouTube videos that you can watch where people have talked about this kind of stuff, even just for your parents to watch. Well, mom, can you watch this? Dad, just watch this 2-minute video real quick. I think maybe they have words to explain what I'm trying to say and I may not be getting it across.
So just
using digital media to your advantage.
Podcasts. This podcast. Send this podcast out to people who you love.
And it's a teaching tool.
Exactly.
What kind of tools do we have at our disposal? Our final one. Let's see. How can I be more involved in the queer community? Living my life is itself a political statement, but I don't think I'm contributing enough to push boundaries in gender nonconforming, openness, or helping struggling queer youth. Thank you so much. My name is Danielle. I'm a queer man and I use he, him.
Ooh, how can you get involved? Local LGBT center?
There's
volunteer opportunities at LGBT
center. If you feel drawn to like queer youth, I feel like definitely something them, like that. There's like queer youth homeless shelters. I know there's
Just last year putting together pamphlets for like people knocking on doors just to get people registered. The LGBT center hosted that. So I may not have been out on the pavement, but just coming into the center and putting the packets together. Maybe that's something you can do.
I kind of have, because I was a youth leader as well. I loved it. And there's no queer version of that. I had so much like creativity to give in making these like obstacle courses, and, like church camp life.
And
now I'm just kind of like sitting around like, I could be so good. Gay version of that.
Exactly.
Sometimes I fantasize about going like undercover.
Oh my god, Allie, we love you.
I love you too. And you can love whoever you want.
Oh my god, do it.
I can do it. Oh my god, you should. It's out there. People might know.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I just had like a severe haircut. I just go back to dressing in only tie dye like I used to.
And you gotta play acoustic guitar.
So many levels of not
love
okay.
Love is love.
Yeah.
I have a new song to teach all of you.
It's called Love Wins Pride 2020.
That would be amazing.
Well, That's it. Turn off the cameras.
Lights are off.
But yeah, it is true. Our time has come to an end. Thank you so much.
This has been so nice.
This has been
dope.
This is
so dope.
I enjoyed it. Where would people who are listening find you should you wish to be found, Brad? Ooh. Maybe not physically, but I just like,
well, you're not a very social media person.
I'm really not plugged in online.
Yeah, not much at all. I'll find you.
Yeah, no. Do you have any like shows or anything that you want to plug?
No, not really.
Let's see, cocktails. Your bartender. What's like a good cocktail recipe that people can make and think of you?
Okay.
You'll be there in spirits.
Yes. Right. Right. Oh. Make an aviation. That's a really nice cocktail. Like gin, lemon juice. Why are we going here?
I like that you're in here with me. That's why we work well together.
Awesome.
An aviation.
Yes, it's gin, maraschino liqueur, lemon juice, and creme de violette, and it's a really cool color. It's like slate blue. It's like,
whoa,
you look cool holding it. You look like the Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep kind of like, bitch. You look like
you're just like, totally.
Yes.
Love it. All right.
So I don't perform or anything, but I do professional pet sitting, dog walking. So yes, if you want to find me there, I'm at 29animaux on Instagram.
Cool.
A-N-I-M-A-U-X.
Cool.
So, yay.
Nice.
She loves the doggies.
I love the doggies.
Yeah, if anyone's in the SoCal area.
Right.
Yes.
I am at KenBrown79 on Instagram, and I have a podcast that I do.
Oh, fun.
Can I promote my podcast?
Yeah, please.
Oh, my God. So I do a podcast called My Faith with my co-host Marcellus, and we are both out. And that may not necessarily be the focus of it, but with My Fave, we talk about our favorite movies and television shows.
Yeah.
So each episode is a different genre. So favorite black and white movie, favorite comedy, favorite rom-com.
Yeah.
So he does TV and I do movies. So you can find us at My Fave.
Love it.
All streaming, all everything.
Cool.
Nice. My Fave.
New
My
episode
love it.
Out today.
New episode out today.
I got the reminder.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wait, what's it on?
It's on. We're on everything.
Okay. Love it.
Yeah, we're on everything.
Yes. All platforms. Nice.
All platforms.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for being here.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having us. This was so awesome.
This is cool. Thank you for waiting for me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, everyone. Hope you have a great week.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.